Daylight savings time can hit you so hard. What if you could regain the energy you lost from the time change? 5-hour energy has made 1-hour energy a tiny pick-me-up for getting you through the day or days ahead in one tiny bottle, but a lot of big energy. Like me, you may feel daylight savings time feels like the worst day of the year, but thanks to the new 1-hour energy shot from 5-hour energy, it won't. Whether it's late night projects or just trying to power through your life, I get it. I know how hard it is to lose an hour of daylight. That's why I now have a secret weapon handy, the 1-hour energy shot. I've found something that really helps me get over those humps. It's not the same as the 5-hour energy you already know. This one is specifically designed for that extra boost. This is for a targeted boost for when you need it the most. It's quick and effective energy, provides a feeling of alertness and energy, and helps fight back against that lost hour during daylight savings time. Keep one in your gym bag, your desk, or in your car. It's so convenient, you gotta have it on hand. Check out the 1-hour energy shot and conquer your day. Visit 5hourenergy.com to find a retailer new you and try the limited 1-hour energy shot. One less hour in the day, challenge accepted. Man, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
What is up? Welcome back to the College Basketball Show on the Drinking Bros Sports Network. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Danny Reggs.
Why do you always appear to be such a small man on screen?
What do you mean?
You look nebbish.
Camera detracts 10 pounds. Camera,
you think so?
Yeah, it takes it away.
He's kind of curled over the microphone.
I don't have good posture. And I don't want good posture. I feel comfortable all the time.
That's what podcasting is. We should honestly be on a couch.
Bad posture.
Just legs up.
Well, we did that for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
At the old studio when we had the for softcore, when we had the lounge or whatever.
Kick your loafers off.
Yeah.
Get those feet out for the
A lot of podcasts do that. You see dudes, they're all just like leaning back.
Mm-hmm.
Rogan doesn't, but I feel like what's the dude who's on Tires, who's really Andrew Schultz? Like, he has a part in Tires, not the main.
I don't think of Andrew Schultz as a tires guy.
I don't think of Andrew Schultz much at all.
No.
But he's a big podcast, and they're not at a desk. Like, it's all like in a living room situation type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm into that vibe. I'm fully into that vibe.
And to bring it into college basketball, he does have a show called Flagrant. So,
boom.
Boom.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you have seen this, but this happened in a Mizzou game like 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, something like that. You are getting kicked out of games now for like pretty much incidental dick contact.
Don't touch another man's dick with your dick.
It's like a flagrant one. Like, they're just like gone.
Oh, you just mean like with like a ball tap or like a Draymond Green?
No. I'm talking like you're rotating in your sphere.
What if you go tip to tip?
I don't know if it, because who's to say whose fault that is?
Right. Are you the aggressor? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Like, some car accidents, it's probably pretty hard to tell who's at fault.
You could just be standing on your ground with your dick.
Right. I think it's whoever's dick
is harder. You get ejected.
Yeah. They do the measurement, like in UFC we were talking about the other day. They just, on RPR, I think. They just check your penis.
Well, dude, it's a black sport. No homo.
No, yeah, just say no homo. You're good to go. But yeah, like, dick contact is just like gone. Any dick contact.
Mm-hmm.
They've been cracking down on dick contact this year.
Now, is the black community furious that Cooper Flagg is now player of the year?
It's
all but confirmed.
I think, if anything...
Is he a cold-ass white boy?
Are they about to... how much ground are African-Americans losing on basketball?
A lot.
Like, I feel this way about, like, how, like, whites are losing a ton of ground on quarterback.
Dude, fucking Peyton Pritchard just dropped 40 for the Celtics.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. Is what cold-ass white boy.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, easily the two best players in the NBA are white.
Went to Oregon for a couple of years, like, for, I think, 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. Before five, that's college basketball in a nutshell. Yeah. College sports in a nutshell.
And now he's jumping in 40 points for the Celtics. Him and White both had 40 in one game.
Yeah. My buddy, Denny.
The Celtics are nasty. Fucking. No one's beating them.
Yeah. It's going to be the Lake show. But this isn't.
Dude, it literally isn't. Okay. I mean, I know it's not an NBA show, but when you have Pritchard and White, who aren't even your top three players, dropping 40 in a game together, you can't beat that.
Fair enough. It is funny to me, though, you said that it's like he's been around like 5-6 years, because that's just where we're at now. Like, this football, but Diego Pavia is playing again next year.
Is he? Is he coming back?
Yeah.
How does he have eligibility?
I don't know. And my buddy, so to tie it back.
Is he staying at Vandy?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So tie it back to.
Vandy's going to be fun again.
I know. It's going to be a blast. To tie it back to college basketball, my buddy Denny, who lives in St. Louis.
Always make it about your friend Denny.
I know. I always sad.
And Mizzou.
I just want to let you know. What?
Because he's the godfather to your child. Do I get at least consideration for
three? I will run it by Courtney.
To be number three?
Yeah.
Who else do you have?
It's not a deep bench.
No.
Not a deep bench.
I'd be a great godfather.
But here's the thing, though. In March, you don't need a deep bench. You need a tight rotation.
I'd argue that. Because I, for one, in March, think there's a team that is just lined up. The stars are perfect for this team to win a national championship.
I know. We'll get
to
them.
And they're hitting on all cylinders, and they're super deep.
Yeah.
Not to mention three-guard lineup.
Yeah, which you love.
In March, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. But so the point of eligibility, my buddy was at the Cigar Lounge at the Ritz in St. Louis, and he texts me, and he's like, dude, I'm sitting next to Dennis Gates right now, the Missouri head coach. And I'm like, oh, sweet, what's going on? He's like, he's recruiting an Arizona player.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that can't be Caleb Love.
Caleb Love still have eligibility?
That's my first thought. Because Caleb Love's from St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
So I was like...
Went to North Carolina for, was it 2 years?
I don't know.
He's at Arizona now for his second year, third year. I don't even know. Caleb Love's just been in our life so long.
Yeah. I was just like, it can't possibly be Caleb Love. Like,
you don't want Caleb Love on our
team. I don't think I do, but at the same time, I'll ride hard for him if he does. But like, I was just like, what is the eligibility? Because he's also old enough that he might still have a COVID year.
He probably does. Dude, at this point, just let him play forever.
Don't make him go to Europe.
The Duke fans are just chanting one more year. Cooper Flagg's like, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
He's not.
No.
He's the number one overall pick, but Let's say the fucking Hornets or the Wizards get the first pick.
Go back.
Go back to Duke.
Go back.
Go back to Duke.
It's worth it.
They'll pay you.
They'll probably pay you more. They will pay you probably more, and then you don't have to be.
I don't know what the number one overall pick gets now, if it's like a locked salary for the NBA. Probably is. But yeah, dude, go back to Duke. Enjoy. Enjoy college.
You can't go
be a legend
to the Wizards or the Hornets.
Your career will die.
Yeah. Like those two franchises in particular, absolutely not. If some other shitty team, like okay, I guess.
But the thing about the lottery is it might not be a shitty team.
What if the Spurs get another?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking
Wemby,
wild.
Wemby, fucking Cooper Flagg.
And Darren Fox.
Yeah, Fox.
That would be goddamn insane.
I mean, Oklahoma City has how many picks still?
A lot.
They're the best team in basketball, and they still have like a billion picks because of all the deals that they were slanging six years ago.
They're like if the Oakland A's were competent, or like the Tampa Bay Rays were like competent, basically. Like that team knows how to trade assets.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking crazy. I love the Thunder. They're a blast.
Yeah, and fuck Seattle, dude. Fuck the Supersonics.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that.
Oklahoma City's a better fan base.
Bum ass teams losing to the Bulls and shit.
The Supersonics?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know if Seattle supports their teams.
I want to talk about something real quick, even though this is a college basketball show. I just want to throw it out there. I don't think Jordan played any good teams in the finals.
Barkley?
The Barkley Suns.
Yeah.
The number two was Kevin Johnson.
All right, let's not disrespect Kevin Johnson like that. Also, the fucking Sir Charles?
It was peak Charles, but what was on the rest of that team? Like, truly, dragged him into the finals.
He's the man.
You had Magic.
We sleep on how good Charles
you
was. Charles was really good.
I know. You had Post.
Just because he was fat.
I love Charles Barkley. I'm just saying, not that great of a team. The Lakers team that he played, they were washed by that point. Not that good.
Are you really dunking on Jordan's legacy?
Like, the two Jazz teams they played, were those the best teams? It had to be.
Yeah, the Jazz were dope.
They were fine. They were good.
They weren't fine.
They were good.
Two Hall of Famers, and they had plenty of talent around them.
I'm just saying. He didn't play nobody, Paul.
You say that about anyone.
Missed the Rockets like a bitch.
Yeah, certainly. He definitely didn't play the Rockets those years at all, like after the fact
back. It is a absolute travesty that the 90s Bulls never played the 90s Rockets in a finals.
The Rockets didn't get there, dude. After the fact.
I know. They only got there the two
times.
They
got their two titles.
Yeah.
They avoided Jordan.
They avoided Jordan? Okay. That's the only other team in the 90s I can think of that's like, oh, that is as good as the Bulls. And they never played.
Okay. Who did LeBron beat? The Warriors?
One of the greatest dynasties in NBA history? Yes. Yeah, he beat them.
Once.
Yeah, well, then they went into cheat mode.
But did he beat them or did Kyrie beat them?
He beat them.
I think Kyrie beat them.
Well, in honor of Kyrie Irving, I will float the conspiracy theory that he didn't even play in those games.
It was another entity that came from...
It was a Kyrie Skinwalker.
Yeah.
Or like, if you want to go Marvel Universe, it was actually a Kree disguised.
A god just came in and engulfed his body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Overtook him, and he became the greatest guard to ever play the game of basketball.
For like 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, though, let's talk about this team you're all hyped on. I think it's our boys' team.
It is our boys' team. It's my team now.
Is it?
Remember a couple weeks back, I told you I bet on them.
Oh, yeah.
To win the national championship. And this is when they weren't going so hot.
Everybody goes through slumps. Yeah.
But they're starting to click. Me and Jake Goldman's Florida Gators.
Jake has, as a Florida fan...
Been going through it.
A bit of a, I don't know. I guess a little bit late.
No. Like, the way he texts me, though,
yeah,
he's just so, this whole season, he's been so down on them when they lose, and then he's so up on them when they fucking win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is very rational.
I like how
rational.
When Missouri and Florida were playing, and you, I guess, hadn't checked your phone for like 2 hours.
Had 1,000 texts.
Just me and Jake go back and forth. But yeah, they're pretty sick. But I was going to say, Florida fans are spoiled. In basketball, honestly. Like
Billy Donovan.
Two championships and like three other Final Fours, a bunch of Elite Eights and shit like that. Like Billy Donovan was a March god.
One of the greater probably college basketball teams that we don't give enough credit to.
The back to back Florida Gators. I think that's a top like three or four all time college basketball team.
Yeah, Noah was the epitome of college basketball.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, and then you had, like, Corey Brewer, yeah. Who's, like, a perfect college basketball guard. Those teams were insane. What's craziest
Al Horford? Come on.
Yeah, what's craziest is they didn't even start winning until David Lee graduated.
I hate Al Horford, but he was a dope-ass college basketball player.
Yeah.
And he was a dope Celtic, which pains me to say. Not a good Sixer. He's a bad Sixer. It was almost like he was a double agent for the Celtics.
Yeah, they sent him to kneecap you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then he went right back.
That makes sense. Yeah, this Florida team is kind of like, I don't want to say sneaky good, but because they're like a top five team in the country. But people kind of forget about them. People like to, people talk about Alabama more than they talk about Florida.
Way too deep. They have too many guys.
Too many guys?
Too many guys.
Yeah.
Well, they got three guard rotation. They can bring out a 6'9 dude off the bench.
They have length when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's not a small
team. A reliable down low post guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this team's good.
They're
this
tight.
Team's really good.
They're tight.
They've beaten Auburn at Auburn. They've beaten Bama at Bama. They've beaten Tennessee.
They beat the shit out of Tennessee. Their losses are all three out of their four losses are away games. Mizzou's their only home loss. And it's we are forgetting about them. They only have four losses.
Yeah, they're the fourth number one seed at this point. Like, I don't think they can lose it.
Because they've beaten Tennessee,
beaten Bama twice.
I think Tennessee,
and they've beaten Tennessee.
The way that Tennessee could hop them, and Tennessee's the only other team in competition for
Tennessee.
A number
also
one.
Just lost, right?
I don't remember. They might have. Yeah, they just lost to Ole Miss.
Yeah,
at Ole Miss.
But I think it's solidified at this point.
If Tennessee can beat Florida in the conference tournament, and they probably need a conference title or maybe lose in the conference championship game to Auburn, they could maybe hop them for a one seed, but that's maybe. The only way. I think Florida's got the one.
I think Florida's got it. I think it's Houston, Duke, Florida, Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn just lost. But, I mean, Auburn could lose every game out now and still be the number one overall
They've
seed.
Lost three games.
Granted, fucking Houston hasn't lost since November.
Big 12's pretty soft. No, they lost to Tech at home in February.
Okay. But besides that,
they haven't lost since November. Yeah. You're going to be so mad when Houston's in the Final Four.
Listen, it's almost a bit at this point.
And holds Florida to 40 points in a semifinal game.
But, dude, I just can't trust Houston. I should be all about Houston. They're in my conference. Yeah, Big 12.
Big 12, dog.
Got to cheer for my boys.
Yeah.
And they also came with us from the American.
See, but that would make me hate them more.
I do. I don't. That's why I don't like them.
I really didn't feel any type of way about Texas A&M when we were in the Big 12, like, at all. Like, they were kind of meaningless to me. But as soon as we moved to the SEC together, I definitely did not want them to succeed more than Missouri in any way.
It's funny, though, that Houston has dominated the fucking Big 12 since they got there. Kansas, all of a sudden, their little monopoly on the
conference
is gone.
Houston just walked in and shoved Kansas in a locker.
Yeah, they're like, this is ours now. We'll take this. And I kind of respect that. But at the same time, it's gross basketball.
I mean, that is like Oregon kind of pulled that off this year in football, but then lost to Ohio State in the playoffs. But
yeah.
It is that type of situation.
We need the rubber match. I don't think Ohio State's the national championship.
I agree.
Or they're not the national
championship. Just like Canada didn't win four nations.
Need that third matchup, boys.
Yep. I think that's the way you got to go. Doesn't soccer do that?
Soccer does home and away, and then they just take the
goal
combined score.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think you go with away, like your away goals.
Away goals matter more.
Yeah, as like the tiebreaker.
The third tiebreaker?
Yeah, because if you say you tie with total goals, then you go away goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I got a ticket on Liverpool right now to win the Premier League.
How they doing? I don't even.
Pretty solidly in first.
Okay.
I had a bunch of my quote-unquote soccer friends that knew everything about soccer. They're like, dude, no chance, fucking Man City or Arsenal. I'm like, all right, but Liverpool has better odds.
I feel like
I can get them at a better price.
Is Liverpool a gross city?
I feel like Liverpool is the Philadelphia of England.
Yeah, I think that's pretty, yeah.
I don't know if Philadelphia's not a gross city, but there's definitely,
gritty.
I feel like, a gritty, hard nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fully stand by Liverpool being the Philadelphia of England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
knowing nothing really about England.
And why look into it?
No reason.
Why go further than
that? No reason.
Yeah, no, there's none. There's no reason.
Fire from the hip.
At
feels
all.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, I do love Florida. And honestly, like their losses, the only loss you could even remotely say is bad is losing the home loss to Missouri. Or I guess losing by 20 to Tennessee at Tennessee is not good either. But man, Tennessee just clamped them the fuck down. And by the way, three of their losses have basically just come with them being outshot. Like the other team was on fire.
Yeah.
Like Kentucky dropped 106 on them. Missouri dropped 83, but I remember in that game we just like couldn't miss Caleb Grill in particular. And then I think Georgia actually just had a great offensive game against them too. So they basically have three out of their four losses are just because the other team was hot that day.
Mm-hmm. We don't give Georgia enough credit either.
No, they're good.
Georgia beat South Carolina or St. John's. I mean, they just beat South Carolina. South Carolina, that's a nothing burger. But yeah, earlier in the season, non-con got that dub against St. John's.
They did. Man, they played. They were in some weird tournament with the Big East, I guess, or something.
Oh, also, we do need to talk about St. John's, though. They, I don't believe, have lost a game by more than a possession.
That is accurate.
Every game St. John's has lost has been
1 point, 3 points, 1 point, two
one
points.
Possession. Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty sick.
That's crazy. Like, they're in every game.
Yes.
So, if they're ever a dog in the tournament this year, take
St. John's to cover, at least.
Yeah, 100%. Especially if it's...
I don't imagine they will be, since they're, you know, a top
they would
two seed.
They would absolutely be, like, a 4 or 5 point dog to Auburn or something like that.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. They would be more than a one possession dog to Auburn, Duke.
Do you like the way Auburn's playing right now? Because I don't.
Yeah, they're getting
they turned it off. Yeah. I understand they're like not, they don't have all their horses firing right now.
Yeah.
They're not trying to.
It does
they're kind
feel,
of just easing their way into the tournament. But I don't want that. That's a bad mentality to have.
They're not, it doesn't feel like they're in their highest gear. I agree with that. I completely.
Are they going to be able to flip a switch? I don't know.
Yeah. Because they've been, I mean, look.
I just don't like my team coasting into the fucking tournament.
Losing, I mean.
When does that ever end well?
By the way, coasting is probably not an accurate way to say this because A, they only have three losses. B, loss at A&M is not a bad loss.
Dude, they could have four. They should have lost to Iowa State. They were down 18 at half.
That was in November.
I know.
They beat Kentucky, but they beat the shit out. They just beat the shit out of Kentucky, actually. Then they beat the shit out of Ole Miss before that. 12-point win against Georgia. Only a 7-point win against Arkansas, so that was pretty soft. Beat
soft,
up
dude.
Alabama at Bama.
Bama doesn't really beat the better teams.
Oh, I saw this stat today, actually. I'm selling on Bama.
Bama's like SEC Michigan or like SEC Maryland.
Yeah, Bama is against the SEC's top five teams. Bama has one win.
Also, are we sure the SEC's good? Just beating up on each other. 500 record.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now, here's my prediction of what's going to happen with the SEC in the tournament. I do think we're going to have three teams in the Elite Eight, but a ton of SEC teams are going to lose early.
Could it be like 2021? I know it was the kind of bubble tournament, but Big Ten had all the hype going in. It's in Indianapolis, and they suck dick.
Oh, I was literally about to use the Big Ten as an example because the Big Ten for like 15 years was the best college basketball conference.
Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible.
But then couldn't get it done in the tournament. Not that it matters. Like, the tournament is not really an indication of who was really...
What league was the best?
Yeah. Because, like, just upset after upset.
Yeah.
You're going to lose games.
Yeah.
There's plenty of times where, I mean, the last 2 years, no, because UConn's been the best team in college basketball, and then they just showed it.
Yeah.
But typically the tournament is just like, yeah, it's kind of wide open.
But outside of the SEC's top, no, actually, not even that. So I think Auburn, Florida, and Tennessee are relatively safe to get to the second weekend. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're pretty good bets. Every other SEC team is a threat to lose on the first weekend, if not the first day.
Yeah. I guess of all the one seeds, who's probably more likely to not make the Elite Eight?
Houston.
It's Houston.
Or Auburn, I guess, if they play.
I've changed my mind. I said earlier, maybe it was on Monday morning recap or fucking our show a couple weeks back. I said Duke maybe first weekend. No, Duke's good. Duke might win the national championship.
I think, and by the way, I talked about this like a year ago, I think, that their incoming recruiting class was insane, and it's lived up to the hype. It's not just Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, dude, they have three lottery picks.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And I think they've handed like four ACC teams their worst loss of the season, like 30-point losses again and again and again.
ACC's really good or deep, but I mean, Wake Forest is no slouch. They're probably not going to make the tournament.
No, but they are a bubble team.
But Cooper Flagg just had like the most efficient, best college basketball basketball game I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. Duke's making the Elite Eight
as long as he doesn't slip.
Yeah, if it don't give it to Cooper on the last possession.
Is this just your life now?
The coughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. At this point,
isn't going away. What the fuck do you have?
I have just leftover stuff, dude. Just leftover stuff.
Working the mines.
It's what it feels like at this point. I just feel like
you got a cold cough,
black lung.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as they call it. I got the black lung pop. Yeah,
it's the forever chemicals on these mics.
Yeah, on these mics. I mean, I have chemicals in my lip right now. Well, it can't be helping anything, but
the nicotine?
Yeah.
It's making you sharper.
It does make me sharper. I feel sharp as a tack. My blood pressure is much higher.
Who cares? Blood pressure is a fake metric.
Fake stat. Yeah, but boy, I'm sharp. Yeah, I think Houston would be the only one just because they're the worst.
Style basketball.
They're the worst offensive team.
Defense travels, though.
Yeah, although I will say, if you want to, of the three SEC teams I just mentioned,
their offense is much better though than the last couple of years.
It is for sure. Of the three SEC teams I just mentioned, who I think are safe bets for the second weekend, one of those I could see losing is Tennessee. If Tennessee has an off night,
Tennessee, like until they actually prove that they can make a Final Four,
I don't think they're gonna make the Final Four.
They've never done it.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna make the Final Four.
I feel like that is a mental hurdle. I know nobody.
For dudes who aren't even like
dudes that have no connection to the past, obviously. But
right.
Still, there's something to that. Sometimes in like sports, dumbass just like reasons to fade a team work.
Also, for what it's worth,
like, oh, it's not going to work out because they're the Jets.
Even though
they're not going to make the Final Four because it's the fucking Volunteers.
Like, yeah,
they never did it.
Or Mizzou, for that matter. But even though Rick Barnes has done an awesome job at Tennessee, he kind of has a history of underperforming in March.
Yeah, dude. He has one Final Four, right, with Texas?
Yeah.
And that was a sick-ass team.
It was a sick-ass team. I forget. Ford, I think, was there.
Ford was a guard. Yeah. He also had
that wasn't when LaMarcus Aldridge was on the team, was it? He had some great players.
He might have, yeah.
But
2004?
Yeah, I think it
Texas.
Was. But yeah, I mean, he didn't even get out of the second round with Kevin Durant.
But he ran into a buzzsaw that was Swaggy P.
True. They made the Final Four in 2003. And that's, I think, the only time. Rick Barnes made three Elite Eights with Texas, so fair enough. But, yeah, he kind of has a history of losing a lot in the tournament at times he's not supposed to.
Yeah, this is a sick team. We had TJ Ford. You had fucking, Royal Ivy at the time, I think, was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. It was a good team. It was a good team.
Not the names I'm thinking of, though. Yeah, Aldridge wasn't on this.
Aldridge wasn't on there. No. He was later than. Okay. Rick Barnes has some good dudes, though. But yeah, those are the teams I could see. Those are the only three SEC. I feel like the SEC is going to kind of be a bloodbath in the first weekend, and people are going to dunk all over it, but it's really just what happens to the best conference a lot of times, or to this conference that gets hyped up all year, and then they get in there, and you know, it is what it is. Because the thing with that is too, like when there's lots of good teams in a conference, mediocre teams will play those fucking awesome like tier one teams at home, and they'll get wins.
Yeah.
Because road games are just really fucking hard. And then you'll be like, oh, shit, is this team legit? I mean, they just beat, you know, Auburn or something. But it's like, dude, it's a fucking road game. Like, it's just.
There's that, but there's also Ole Miss has, what, two top five wins? And they're kind of banging that drum. It's like, dude, you get every opportunity in the world when you play in the SEC. Because you're probably playing, like, a top five team
once a week. Yeah.
Every other week.
Yeah.
So you better win some of those.
Yeah, no joke. Especially at home. At home. Like, it's just, you're gonna get a scalp or two just by.
Although Ole Miss just beat, was it the game at Tennessee?
No. It was at Ole Miss.
Is that Ole Miss? Okay.
Yeah. But you're gonna get scalps. Yeah. If your conference is loaded, mediocre teams are gonna get scalps.
Gotta get a couple.
Yeah.
Even in the Big 12, yeah, K-State has a couple wins.
Yeah.
That they're a 500 team. They should not have wins.
But they were on the bubble for a minute because they had some okay wins. Yeah. It is what it is. All right, let's get to the sponsors before we keep going. MyBookie.com is who brings you this show. We actually have some exciting news coming up with MyBookie. I need to finalize talking about that today with their people, but it's March Madness related. Either way, they have a March Madness bracket where you can win a ton of money. I feel like it's been $1 million before. I don't know what it is this year. I'll see if they have the promo stuff up yet for it. Either way, they have a bracket competition where you can win a whole lot of money. Also, Drinkin' Bros, promo code Drinkin' Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. So you put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000. You only have $100 to put in, they'll give you $100. You only have $20 to put in, they'll give you an extra $20. Whatever it is, promo code Drinkin' Bros will double your first deposit. If you've been a player on MyBookie for some amount of time, you are in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program. What that means is you just get extra features and stuff like that are really cool. Doesn't cost you any money. Oh, it's $100,000. Bracket contest is $100,000, and it's a buy two, get one free on that. So you sign up, and you can win $100,000. It's a $20 entry, but for $20 you get, for $40 you get an extra bracket, which is sweet. And then you can win $100,000. But yeah, when you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, they'll give you like rake backs if you had a bad week, special bets, all kind of stuff like that. It's awesome. It's really cool. And then they have a live casino as well, which we'll be playing on later today. MyBookie.com is where we make all of our picks for every sports show we do. How are your golf boys doing today?
JT is doing all right. He's currently tied for fourth. Shane Lowry, though, and Wyndham Clark are kind of running away at 8 under. Yeah. But, you know, Lowry's a loser. Wyndham Clark, he could eject at any moment. We're fine.
Okay. All right. Feeling good going into the weekend?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. As long as I think if Thomas finishes at like 4 or 5 under today, sorry to lose.
What?
Although Rory's right there, Scotty's right there.
Where are they playing today?
Bay Hill, Orlando.
Ooh. I feel like the weekdays just have such early starts. Tracking these scores at like 10 in the morning.
I mean, it is a limited field event, but typically they start early because there's like 140 dudes. You got to get that.
Yeah.
You got to get all those rounds in, bro.
That makes sense. Makes sense.
It's before the cut. But I mean, there's only like 70 guys for this.
Okay. MyBookie.com, where we make all our picks. Check it out. Bracket contest, live casino, Drinking Bros, promo code will double your first deposit to $1,000. MyBookie Plus Rewards program, I give you a ton of stuff. It's the best place to do your sports gambling and play blackjack if you can't go to a casino. All right, let's get into this week's picks. Now, we do make these picks, the lines, based on KenPom, not MyBookie, because college basketball lines don't drop till the day of. So it's not the day of. Can't do it. However, we do have some picks, a lot of big games, including one game I'm really excited to watch this weekend. It is not Bama at Auburn, although we will talk about that game. But let's get into it. First up, we've got Kentucky coming to Mizzou. Mizzou is a 4-point favorite at home. They have one loss at home this year. It's Texas A&M. Let's talk about my Tigers for a second, because fuck it.
I'm not going to dignify this. Let's not do that.
I don't love Missouri here. I think Kentucky's going to get this win on the road. Mizzou, over the last 2-3 weeks or something like that, has had literally the best offense in the country, and literally, this is not a joke, statistically the worst defense in the country. We are bleeding points. Every possession is easy. I think Kentucky comes in and breaks our hearts. We're going to drop to like
Rob,
a 6
here's
seed.
The thing about defense. if you outscore your opponent, then you play defense.
Yeah, that worked against Bama, and it hasn't worked against anyone since then.
If the guy I'm guarding drops 25 on me,
yeah,
but I drop 27 on him, I won the matchup.
You played defense.
I played defense.
Okay.
If the rest of the team does it, we win the game. Not on me.
You did your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm plus in the plus minus.
Now, what if it's a zone defense? Who's your guy?
I don't dignify zone defenses.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't do it. You don't.
Zone defense is for middle school.
You don't go play at Lifetime, get your boys, you know.
You certainly don't play zone defense at Lifetime Fitness, no. Like, yo, 1-3-1, bro.
Yeah. Let's go. Was that Boeheim's? Was he the 1-3-1?
I think he was more of a 2-1-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
He hit some weird shit.
For like a 1-2-2.
His was like a bizarre one that worked for a long time and then didn't.
In middle school and elementary school, though, you could play a 2-1-2 because there was no such thing as defensive, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So you just have a big old dude in the middle.
Just sitting there. Paint. Just waiting. Love that. I will never coach basketball. Ever.
Why?
It's just not my sport.
You're not going to coach, like, at least toddler basketball. You'd be fine.
Also, I don't want to be my kid's only coach.
Yeah, I mean, but some of these youth coaches are a joke.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, like, I want my kids to have to go out and, like, listen to other people.
Yeah. But a lot of these people are not qualified.
It's
just like another dad.
Like, baseball, I'm there all day. I can teach them baseball as well as anyone, certainly at that age level. But, yeah, basketball and soccer, too. But basketball, no. Football, no.
I mean, I would be a great basketball coach, I think.
Yeah, you played AAU basketball.
Yeah. Just
I didn't. I stopped playing basketball in sixth grade because practice was the same time Friends was on Thursday night.
Is that why?
And I wanted to watch Friends instead.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes too much sense for me. Everything's checking out. Friends sucked.
I love Friends.
Friends was a bad show.
Nah, it was good. I've rewatched some of it lately when it's like on at night. I'm like, oh, it's solid.
It's not, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's
better
really
than
not.
You remember.
It's not. I don't remember it because I never watched it.
Yeah.
Well, I gave it an episode. I'm like, I'm out.
What do you even know? You don't know nothing.
Nothing.
Who you got in this game?
It's essentially our childhood's version of Big Bang Theory.
It's not. It's truly
Remove
not.
The laugh track.
You could do that for anything. You did it for Seinfeld.
Yeah, but Curb is better because there is no soundtrack or there's no laugh track.
I kind of agree with that.
Curb is better.
I kind of agree with that.
Curb is much better.
It's better.
You can also get away with much more on HBO.
Yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Although those early seasons are kind of slow.
Yeah.
Not that I dislike them, because I don't, but I was rewatching like season one.
They're not slow. They're just shot on like a fucking toaster.
Also that.
There's that.
Oh, my God.
So it's kind of night and day. When you go from like high definition 4K or like 8K now.
Yeah.
And then you go back and try to watch the 4:3.
It's rough.
It's tough.
Yeah. Isn't Sopranos 4:3? The Wire is.
They might have digitally remastered Sopranos at this point.
Okay. The Wire, though, is for sure 4:3 for, like, most of its run.
Yeah.
Which, again, is... I think Oz is, too.
You never really got into The Wire, though.
I tried. I was bored.
Okay. It's one of the greatest TV shows ever.
I know. I respect it. I just...
You're like, I'll just watch 7 episodes of Generation Kill.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the greatest miniseries of all time. Who you got in this game?
I think Mizzou figures it out, scores enough points.
Okay.
I'm not big on Kentucky.
They've been squishy this year for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I think they are at a great first round potential. I mean, it depends on who they play, but that's one I'm going to be looking at for sure.
Be funny if they have a first round exit and they're like, we got rid of Cal for what?
Yeah, especially if Cal wins a game in the tournament with Arkansas. Yeah. Oh.
I know they didn't technically get rid of Cal, but
they got rid of Cal. Yeah. Missouri's another team that I'm worried about in the first round. For like even objectively, I'm like, the way this team plays,
what are you guys lined up to be right now?
Lenardi had us at a 5 seed today.
Ooh, who's the 12 he has you?
Yale.
Oh, no. Can't be losing to an Ivy League school.
We just did that last tournament we were in. I would prefer to not do it again. Arizona at Kansas. Kansas is a 2-point favorite in Allen Fieldhouse. I imagine this line might actually be a little bigger.
I'll go Kansas at home. I mean, totally different team on the road, but at home, they should get it done against Arizona.
I agree, especially if it ends up staying around 2 to 3 points. I'll take Kansas. They need a win, too.
You see Bill Self like, apologize to fans for how many games they were losing?
Dude, it's...
He, like, wrote something.
They're not
ranked. Released a statement like, hey, we're sorry.
It's like seeing Alabama football unranked. Like, it's gnarly. Their fans aren't used to it.
I believe it's been, like, a long-ass time that they've been a 4 seed or lower.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't ever get into the tournament as, like, an 8 seed or a 6 seed.
For, like, the last 15 years or something?
Yeah.
Some crazy stat. But, yeah, they're going to be...
They're on, actually, I'll check. They might be on, like, the 8 line right now, which, by the way, what poor 1 seed catching Kansas?
Kansas is an 8.
That's fucking bullshit.
I think you're okay with that, though. Like, you're fine facing Hunter Dickinson on
not in neutral Allen court. Fieldhouse. Yeah, it's I do agree with that. Let's see. Where is Kansas here? Oh, they literally do have them as an 8 seed.
Which bracket? With who?
Auburn will run through.
Auburn will destroy them.
Yeah, that's...
Not worried about them.
Yeah, I wouldn't sweat that. I like Kansas at home, too. This is an interesting matchup.
You hate Arizona, so...
I do hate both teams.
I mean,
teams,
you hate so both teams so much.
This is an interesting matchup to play, potentially, I guess, for seeding for both teams. St. John's at Marquette. KenPom has Marquette as a 1-point favorite.
Okay. Yeah, because they're at home.
Yeah.
So I'll take Marquette.
Take the home team?
Yeah.
I'm going to take St. John's here. I think St. John's, I'm not sure they've played their way into a 2 seed yet. Yeah, they're still a 3. They could play their way up to 2.
What are shocking the boys right now?
They were at a 6.
I don't hate that.
6 is a fine seed to be at.
It's a great seed.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. But yeah, I think St. John's takes this game. I think St. John's is riding pretty fucking hot. They're on right now.
I guess.
And they've been shooting free throws better.
That's not hard to do.
It shouldn't be. Once you're in college.
Just be like every father in any youth basketball game. It's called a free throw. It's free. You get the free points.
I wonder if any, like, you know how sometimes you see, like, viral videos of, like, a dad yelling at a kid and then the ref or the coach will be like, all right, you come out here and do it. If it's so easy.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if a dad went out there and did it and just drilled 2 free throws. It was like...
What?
The viral moment's ruined.
Well, he should. They're free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free throws. You're failing my son.
They're so easy to shoot, too.
It's... Especially once you, like, are in a rhythm with it.
And if you're an elite athlete, how can you not make free throws?
If you're if you're a college basketball player and
like,
you're...
Like, you need to make 9 out of 10. I'm sorry.
If you're a shitty
free... You have to.
It's insane.
It makes no sense.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
It is just practice.
It's all it is.
It's just reps.
Yeah. There's nothing else to that. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to slam my head into the wall. Houston, 5-point favorite on the road at Baylor, who I believe is in the field as a 10 seed right now.
Ooh.
Baylor should be good to go. I don't
think. Baylor's fine.
Yeah, they're dropping out of the tournament. Houston, still playing for something to lock down the 1 seed. There could be, if something happens.
Nothing's going to happen where they're going to lose the 1 seed.
You don't think so?
No.
I think Tennessee can steal a 1.
I don't. Houston's locked in. Auburn, Houston, Duke. Those are locks.
Yeah. I mean, Auburn and Duke are...
Florida at this point in my mind's a lock, too.
Okay. I'll take Houston to dominate Baylor on the road, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. This feels like... This Baylor team is meh.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Nothing special.
Could they make some noise in the tournament? Probably not.
Scott Drew is a... He gets wins in March. I'll give him credit for that.
Well,
not just the one tournament
recently.
Run. Not just the one tournament run. Baylor was making deep runs before they won that tournament. And then I think they've done pretty well afterwards, but I can't remember off
the narratives, time. Dude. Can't get over the hump.
They literally stood on top of the hump.
Yeah, but that was a COVID year.
Yeah, all right. This is a good game. This is two legitimate bubble teams, both of whom need this win. Ohio State at Indiana. Indiana is a 1-point favorite. This is one of my favorite games of the weekend. Ohio State is a last 4 bye for Lenardi right now, and Indiana is a last 4 in for Lenardi right now. neither team wants to take an L.
Winner leaves town, or I guess loser leaves town match.
Kind of. I mean, if whoever loses this game, especially Indiana, is going to need to stack wins in the Big Ten tournament.
Give me Ohio State.
I kind of like Ohio State here.
Give me
too.
The Buckeyes.
I kind of like them to solidify it. If Ohio State wins this game, I think they're off the bubble. I think they're in the tournament.
Yeah.
And Indiana, if they win this game, I don't think they're off the bubble. I think they're still going to need to get a win or two in the Big Ten tournament. Certainly one win in the Big Ten tournament. But I like Ohio State to win this game. Next up, another bubble matchup, kind of. Mississippi State's solidly in, but they are playing at Arkansas, who is also on Lenardi's last four bye line. Arkansas absolutely cannot drop a home game here. Arkansas is a two-point favorite at home against Mississippi State. Does Cal have the boys cooking? They've been playing well lately.
At Mississippi State?
No, it's at Arkansas.
Okay, yeah. Cal at home. I'll take the
I think Arkansas,
Razorbacks.
I think Arkansas gets this dub. Now, they did obviously get blown out at South Carolina, but I think that's a little bit misleading. I think South Carolina is not good, but better than people give them credit for. They also have a lottery pick on their team, and he's good. Arkansas turned around and beat the fuck out of Vandy at Vandy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the way they look right now. I like Arkansas to win this game and get them solidly in the tournament.
Yeah, I think Arkansas's in.
Yeah. Next up, what should have been maybe the game of the week, but at this point, kind of whatever. Bama at Auburn.
Auburn big.
Auburn is a 10-point favorite on
Auburn by 20.
Yeah, I think Auburn runs through Bama. I also love the over.
They haven't played well recently, but
they'll
flip it.
They have played well recently.
Yeah.
I think Auburn absolutely. This might be the game that reflips the switch just because they're at home and the crowd will be nuts. And
yeah,
hopefully
they'll get up for this.
Yeah, I
you
think so.
Hope.
I think they
run. If they can't get up for this, maybe I have concerns about Auburn in the tournament.
Yeah. This next game, my favorite game of the week. This is a huge game, both for tournament implications and also for coaches keeping their job implications.
Mm-hmm.
OU at Texas. Texas is a 3-point favorite at home. Right now, both Oklahoma and Texas are in Lenardi's first four out.
Pass. I don't even want to pay attention to this game.
This game's going to be a blast. Are you kidding me?
Nah.
This is a fucking rock fight. This is a desperate, like, two dudes in a pit, and the one who, like, they have to fight each other to the death, and one gets to leave.
I guess. Both of them are going to leave their jobs.
Parker... Porter Moser's done, I think, if he doesn't get in the tournament. And I think and we talked about Rodney Terry last.
Yeah, they're both gone.
I think you're not going to fire Rodney Terry if he gets in the tournament again.
What if they get bounced, like, round one?
They won't be a high enough seed to be super mad about that, but maybe.
But it's like an embarrassing loss.
Yeah, maybe if it's an embarrassing loss. Texas went into OU earlier this year and kind of clowned them. Like, they dominated OU.
Yeah. Texas at least has a guy.
Right.
That can put up
and
points.
He's been, I forget his name, but he's been balling this year.
He's one of the top scorers in the country. Yeah, I'll go Texas, I guess.
Trey Johnson? Yeah, Trey Johnson's his name. I'm going to go Texas, too. I think Texas wins this game kind of easily. Like, this might be a 10-point win. But it should be potentially fun. A&M at LSU. A&M is a 6-point favorite on the road. LSU, even though people shit on South Carolina, I think LSU is the actual worst team in the SEC. Does A&M win comfortably?
South Carolina has two wins in the SEC.
I still think South Carolina is a more dangerous team.
I just than don't. LSU. I don't.
All right, whatever.
I mean, LSU sucks too. They just suck.
Yeah.
They both blow.
LSU sucks without a lottery pick on their team.
Yeah, I don't understand these teams that get like lottery picks and are this bad.
It's in college, one dude should be able to get you into the tournament.
It's like Ben Simmons at LSU. They sucked.
Yeah, they were super mid. It's fucking crazy. It used to be when we were...
Markelle Fultz, they sucked.
At Washington? Yeah, he didn't do shit there.
I probably should. These should be indications, actually. This is... This should be a warning sign.
Especially if it's a guard. South Carolina's dude isn't a guard.
I guess to kind of counter that, though, at Georgia, they had Anthony Edwards.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything at Georgia, but he's great now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
Like, he's kind of... my evidence at first was like, if they don't do anything in college, maybe they suck.
Yeah.
And it's a warning sign.
But wait, who else were we mentioning? Because Markelle Fultz is like, whatever. Like, Ant is a freak athlete, right? Like, the body just doesn't lie. But Markelle Fultz was just a guy, I feel like. Who's the other?
At Washington?
Yeah. Who was the other guy you just gave an example of?
Ben Simmons.
Not really a freak athlete.
Yeah, he was. He? Dude, Ben Simmons coming in.
I thought he was just long.
Ben Simmons coming into college fast. And coming in to fucking the NBA. He was supposed to be like the next Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Because he had incredible passing skills, great vision.
Yeah.
Super long. Yeah. He was supposed to be. His thing was just like poor work ethic.
Fair enough. But here's I guess my difference between Ant and Ben Simmons would have been like.
And Simmons was good
but,
in the NBA.
Yeah, I know.
He for was, like 5 years.
He wasn't bad. And he was a great defender. The whole time.
Great defender, great
but,
passer.
But was Simmons shoot. The type of dude who just, like, leaps out of the gym? Or was he more, like, understated athleticism? Because Anthony Edwards is just, like, explosive.
Yeah, but he didn't care about basketball.
What, Ant?
Yeah.
If you play at Georgia, you might not.
Remember when he said, basketball's not really the most important thing in my life?
You love to hear it.
I hated Ant. But when I heard that, like, for the draft, I'm like, oh, he's going to be a bust.
Yeah.
No, he's great.
He's fucking sick.
He's pretty sick, except now he, like, just texts his girl, any girl he gets pregnant, LOL, abortion?
What?
You never heard that story?
No!
Oh, dude, Anthony Edwards, yeah, there's text messages about him getting this girl pregnant, and he's like, so, abortion, LOL?
Oh, my God.
Or she's like, what are you going to do about this? And he's like, abortion?
Jesus Christ. That's funny. What were we talking about?
Who could say?
Texas. A&M LSU. I'll take A&M.
Oh, yeah. Of course you could take A&M.
Yeah.
Buzz has got the boys going.
Yeah. Here's a game I love, even though it's a big line. Like, just smash. KenPom has Duke as an 11-point favorite at UNC.
Yep. Duke.
All day.
All day.
All day. They are just fucking running through people right now. I want to say Duke has a top, like, three offense and defense in the country. We might honestly be overthinking this year. Like, it really might just be, oh, it's Duke. Yeah, they have the number two offense and the number four defense in the country. Just, it really might just be Duke.
Yeah.
They're going to absolutely obliterate UNC. It's bad. And then last, your boys. How do you feel about this line? Ole Miss, an 11-point dog at Florida.
I'll take Ole Miss in the points. Florida wins by like 7-8.
Yeah, that's where I live with that too. I think, I don't think Florida.
I don't know,
like,
if Chris Beard's going to get blown out.
Yeah. I don't think Florida's ever going to be like terribly uncomfortable in the game.
Florida's humming.
Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, Ole Miss, they'll keep it respectable.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think Florida's going to win, and yeah, that's where I live with it as well. That's all I got for today for the College Basketball Show. Again, we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKBROS will double your first deposit up to $1,000. Check out the MyBookie.com bracket competition. $100,000 prize. MyBookie's the best, man. See you guys later.
Adios.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.